Hey, Culture and Conversations family. I'm your host, Jamison Smallwood, and this is an episode of Small Talk, a bonus show on the Culture and Conversations podcast. In this episode of Small Talk, I have excerpts from my interview with Kimberly Isis in episode 49, I Didn't Want to Get Married. In this episode, Kimberly and I talk about dating. We talk about dinner hoes, and we talk about helping Kimberly find her inner gold digger. Yeah, up next on Small Talk, a bonus show on the Culture and Conversations podcast. You've got to be intentional about wanting a relationship.
Are you intentionally wanting a relationship, though?
Yeah. Yeah. Right, I'm there now because I see.
Being in a committed relationship right now.
Do I want to be in a committed relationship right now? Yeah. I do. And I think what happened was, like I said, I had an experience. Basically, I had a situationship I was in. And
situationship. Okay. That sounds like you messed up already, but go ahead.
Look, you know, I didn't want to miss somebody's pace. So if, you know,
what? No, you didn't want to what?
I didn't want to miss her pace. Like, so if she's taking two steps, you know, per minute, then I'm taking two steps per minute in the dating situation. So if we go out and we're having a good time getting to know each other and she's not pressuring me for a relationship, then I'm not going to pressure her for a relationship.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Okay. Now, even though that is go ahead.
I'm sorry. But are you doing that because you were hoping by honoring her pace that something would mature from it?
Yes. And Culture and Conversations family, this is where we are now flipping the interview around. So, yeah, but what I think what happened is I knew that at some point, and let me get my game, you know, on real quick here, because I don't want people thinking I'm some simp, you know, just following around, you know, hoping,
you did it out of straight being selfish. You knew what you wanted. You knew that eventually you wanted this to be something else, even though she was showing you that this is not what she wanted. Like you said, if she's two steps behind, I'm going to act like I'm two steps behind. I'm going to follow her pace, even though I'm hoping that by accommodating her pace, that she'll eventually be like, hey, you know what? He's pretty cool. He didn't even push me. He didn't rush me. So you know what? Let's go on ahead and do this. So it's really based in selfishness. It's not really being a simp. It was being selfish. Like, it was a bully tactic.
Wow. So I went from getting played to being.
You didn't get played. You just lost the hand that you were dealt, but you didn't get played.
Oh, Culture and Conversations family, this is about to get good. So first of all, this is part of the problem with the male female dynamic. Men will actually do exactly what makes sense for a woman and respect her. So let me say this: I have no problem.
But you didn't. You just said, okay, you said that men will do.
We're going to leave all this in.
What did you say? Men will do.
Men will do what is right or what is best for the woman.
For the woman. But you didn't do what was best for her. You did what was best for you because you modeled her pace, knowing basically if she's showing you this pace, that means I'm telling you what I don't want.
Well, let me say,
modeled her pace in as a move, as a chess move, to help you win the long game.
Yeah, the long game.
Your fault. That has nothing to do with her.
Well, I think you have to play the long game, though. And this is why I say this, right?
How about play the game that's true? Because at the end of the day, what ended up happening? It didn't work out. So that means it was never for you because the woman that's for you, you ain't got to match her pace. Y'all pace going to be the same.
I think you're missing some details. I didn't give you all the details.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this may not change your opinion of this, but I need more details. So when I say match your pace, right, at some point you have to, as a guy, express what you want. So, you know, Culture and Conversations family, men who are listening, picking up game from Jamison Smallwood and Kimberly Isis, you have to tell her what you want at some point. You do. And I mean, you're right? If I just sat around in the shadows of a friendship and just kind of was hanging around her, like, you know, you're so nice, and you know, playing. You know, I've done that. I know that game. And it doesn't work. And you're right. It does not work. So ISIS is correct, but that's not the game I was playing. The game I was playing was, you know what? You know, you just came out of a relationship where you were hurt. Let me give you time to heal as we get to know each other. And let me show you who I am and show you what my intentions are, my actual intentions are. Okay. And if you respond to that, then great. If you don't, then okay. You know, the part where I'm at fault, because I am at fault in this, the part where I'm at fault is that I wasn't intentional about responding to what I was seeing. I rationalized it. And my therapist, she helped me see that, you know, that I rationalized the situationship as all of these positive things, when in fact, no, if this person doesn't want a relationship for whatever their reasons are, and they're entitled to that, then you need to move on and find someone who does want that. And at the time, I was able to rationalize it because I wasn't exactly like just, oh, I need to just make this happen tomorrow. I need a relationship tomorrow. I'm still dating. I'm still getting to know people, yada, yada, yada. And in fact, it got to the point where the tension between that reality of getting to know people and dating around versus me wanting to be intentional and have a committed relationship, it grew so strong that eventually, you know, I had to resolve myself post that situation to go ahead and be committed, you know, focusing on having committed relationships. So, or trying to have a committed relationship. So, you're partly right.
I'm all the way right.
You can't. We got to compromise on the rightness. We got to compromise on the rightness.
I have my truth. You have your truth. So I believe that I am right. You have all the right in the world to believe that you're right. But I am here to tell you, as long as I'm in front of you, that I'm right. But so that's a tip for guys. You know, look, everybody has a choice as far as to who is right or wrong. But when you're in front of a woman, just go with what she said, okay?
And I just I just turned off the webcam so that I'm no longer in front of her. So how about that?
You're still on the line. So
my level of petty is. So
but okay, so in the book I have a chapter called accountability.
Okay.
And it's interesting that you said that I revealed my intentions, but you weren't intentional.
Yeah.
So, like, you can't be one or the other. You have to be what you said you are. If you reveal your intentions and the answer is this, you have to take it and you have to walk away from it. And that is something that you did not do. Now, it happens to, I get women all the time. This happens to, you know, I have a friend who, She met this guy, and he was a very nice, awesome guy.
Okay.
Told him, you know, I don't know why people have these little conversations, but anyway, she had this conversation about she eventually wants to get married one day and all that stuff. So she had that little conversation. They have these conversations. People do it, but they don't do it like I would do it. They do it in this, like, covered or hidden way, instead of just saying
hypotheticals,
this is what I want. Right, they're not intentional when they say it.
Okay.
Because of a fear. But anyway, I'll get to that later. But so anyway, she's dating this guy. They've been together for like a year. She gives me a phone call. She says, hey, you know, I'm not gonna date anyone past 2 years because without being asked to get married, because I just don't have time for that anymore. I'm ready to get married. I was like, okay. And so the second year comes around and she calls me and she's crying and she's like, he's not, you know, acting right. He said he don't want to get married. I said, well, what did he tell you when y'all had this conversation a year ago? She was like, well, he said he wasn't ready to get married. I'm like, oh. So she stays another year and she calls me on the third year and she's like, I can't take it anymore. I'm just gonna have to break up with him. I'm like, this is a great dude. He's really nice. I thought y'all was in love, you know? And she's like, you know, I want to get married. And he's still talking about him. I want to get married. I had to stop her and I said, sweetheart, he told you that from the start.
Exactly.
Not gonna tell you that he's a bad person. He's a great person. And as much as I love you, it doesn't lessen who he is, and it doesn't lessen how great of a man he is. He just never was the man for you, but you guys have been, you know, because you thought that if you waited it out, that it would work in your favor. Mm-hmm. You've fallen in love with this person, and he, too, has fallen in love with you. So now you guys are connected. Your families are connected because you brought them around your kids. You brought them around your family. Everybody's connected. And you feel like you've invested so much that you don't want to let go, even though you know this thing is not for you. And that is what has brought you to year three, going into year four, and now you're brokenhearted. So she eventually left that relationship. But in her next relationship, she was very intentional. Date number one or two, they were talking about, hey, I want to get married. And the guy was like, I do too. And 2 years later, they are married.
Oh, good deal. So, yeah. You
know, we have to be willing to be intentional. Like, for me, I know I sound very brash, but I don't have a problem doing that because I believe the person that is for me is going to be like, yeah, that's what I wanted too. I need somebody to be straight up with me. And you were straight up with me. I know that's what I want. So if I go to someone and I say, sir, I'm not even trying to have no kids. I don't do kids. Do you have kids? I don't want kids. I'm sorry. I just don't do kids. And I don't cook. I don't do this. Or whatever my demands are. And he's like, oh, why would you say that on the first date? Then I know, okay, well, sir, you know what? That's fine. Because I'm not for you. I'm not the one that you're looking for. I'm not going to change myself or change what I want just so we can go on 3 more dates or 12 more dates or 1,000 more dates and then still find out that we're not made for each other.
Well, let me encourage you with this. The only thing I would tweak on that, like, you know, that's like the verbal dick pic on the date for me.
How is it? What? Saying what? That I don't cook?
Well, no. See, first of all, I learned this new term. I'm fluffy. I got told I was fluffy. So I know that, but yet, you know, I heard the food piece. Yes, I did hear that as a fluffy guy.
You better be a good cook. Shoot.
Well, I mean,
I'm looking for a man that cooks. Any chefs out there, hit me in the DM, man.
Yes, we need her DMs popping. So yeah. Send pictures of your meat and all the side dishes to her to her DMs. That's a bit of an inside joke, but
oh my God.
Yeah, so we So, no, but I cook. So, I mean, people who follow me on Facebook, they know that. So I'm not tooting my own horn, but
okay.
I
didn't know that. I never see any food pics on your page.
I'm going to tag you like right now.
Uh-oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, but, heart emojis.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. Like, that's like my penis pic there. I send chicks.
That is a turn on for me. Like, if a guy can cook, I am just like aroused.
But, so we have gone off the tracks. What I meant to say with that was, no, you don't have to tell them all of what you want date one.
I totally agree. I was just giving like examples of some of the brash things that may come up because I don't like to be interrogated on a date. I hate that. If I go out on a date with you, let's not do that list. Let's not.
Good.
Where do you see yourself? Like, how you thinking about having kids? Don't do that. Just know me for me. Like, you don't need to know that stuff. I think you pick up more from people if you just sit there and have a good old conversation with them. As if you weren't on a date, as if you were sitting next to them at the bus stop or just making idle conversation. You learn so much more about people if you just do that. And you learn the truth about them when you do that. Because if you ask those questions, people have answers for your list.
Yeah.
Oh, and especially ladies, I tell my ladies all the time, like, you done sat there and gave him a whole list, and he turns around and do everything that was on your list, so you can be like, oh my God, he's like, he's so bad, and then and he gone. You know what I'm saying? Like, stop. Just
yeah.
Stop telling a guy everything you want. Guys, don't tell me what you want, because 9 times out of 10, I'm going to say no. I don't do that.
What do you mean you don't do that? You mean like if a guy has a list, you like you don't do that?
If he has a list and it has anything to do with being in the kitchen, having kids, let me see what else I don't do. Cleaning, stuff like that. No. No. So don't bring me the list unless you want to hear a resounding no. Three ways, I don't do that.
We
no.
We do have something we should probably talk about off the podcast. I need to get with my buddy Kelvin KB Bivens of Words with KB, the podcast. And we need to put you on to what we've got brewing. I'll tell you about that offline. Lord. Yeah.
I was gonna say, you know, I'm gonna let you finish.
We have to wrap this up, Isis.
I was just gonna say, you know, so many guys, like, you can hook a sister up or something. Like,
see,
I feel like you should have some kind of bachelor connection. This is what I don't like about men. I don't know, this is out here so that all the guys listening can learn something.
Okay.
As a woman who has a lot of male friends, your value is in the fact that you are connected to other men. And if you cannot send those men to me, it begins to diminish your value to me.
Wow.
So I got all these male friends. Y'all don't want to hook me up with your friends. Where they at? That's all I'm saying. You know all these men. I know you play basketball at the gym. You know somebody you can send my way.
So you made a lot of assumptions about me then. No, I don't play basketball. I'm too big for that. My knees don't like that. Even though I got a mean jump shot, you know. All my friends are taken. So
see, that gets on my nerves.
But we do have
men
something.
Men always say that, but women, we always got somebody for y'all.
Well, that's just the nature of Atlanta, you know. It's a whole bunch of single women in Atlanta, so yeah. But yeah, I think that's small talk episode number two that we recorded. Let's give the people a little bit more about divorce. Hilarious. Let me recompose myself here.
We've done a lot on this show today. This is a lot.
Yeah,
but this is good. I mean, we always have a good conversation.
I'm single. Secondly, I have a garden that is in the backyard that doesn't need any work in it.
That is sexy.
Have you seen the garden pictures?
I don't even need to see it. Knowing that a man tills soil is sexy to me. I like men who have calluses on their hands. Like, I like a garbage man. You know, stuff like that. Guys, welders, those kind of men. Send those men to me. Where are the welders?
Yeah, you want to, we call them cowboys. That's what you want. You want a cowboy.
I do. I like men that don't mind hard labor.
Yeah. Yeah, well. where was I at with this? It's fine. When I tell you what's up next, the thing I'm working on with Kelvin KB Bivens of Words with KB, when I tell you what I'm working on, you'll be like, you know, you'll be like, oh wow. So, but yeah, let's use peer pressure as the Culture and Conversations audience to make all of that happen. So that she can feel the love.
I want to see something like, when is this airing? Because I want to see a DM within like a week.
So maybe that's a promotional item. That's a promotional challenge that right there we can do. So Isis is trying to get DMs on Instagram, and we're going to try to help her with that. So we want to make sure that all the male listeners of Culture and Conversations send her DMs. Now, she wants single men to send her DMs. Don't be a leech as a married man sending her DMs.
I will put you on blast.
So I'm gonna see what I can do. I'm gonna look through my timeline of friends and see if I can't think of anybody we can get into your DMs.
Yeah, see, I'm being intentional about the fact that I want my DMs lit up. So I am telling people to research, go through your Rolodex and find me somebody. Send them to my DM, please.
When I get off of this call, this conversation, I got something to tell you that's going to just, you know, it's going to be good. So Culture and Conversations family, let me bring this conversation to an end so that Isis and I can talk about the next thing that I'm going to have her do. But I need you guys to show her some love, because maybe she'll invite me on the Dope Chick podcast at some point.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
The Dope Black Chick, yes.
I know, I keep saying the Dope Chick. See, let me get that right. See, she's like, that's why you ain't invited on the podcast. You can't get the name of the podcast right.
You can get the podcast name right, then.
The Dope Black Chick podcast. There we go. The Dope Black Chick podcast. Let me act like I'm a professional. I got this spotlight on in my face and everything. I should be on, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
So cool. Thank you, Isis, for coming by Culture and Conversations.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
All right, I'm still here and we're still recording. So that was just that's to give me the point where I can cut that out. So yeah. So Words with KB, Kevin Bivens, my friend who I'm always promoting and plugging his podcast. He has an online speed dating event platform that he's creating.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
So what we do is I'm on the advisory board for the first event. And the first event is coming up in a couple of weeks. So okay. a young woman just like yourself was in a situation where she's like, I kind of want to get back out here and start dating. And so Kevin, being the digital media mogul entrepreneur that he is, he was like, hey, why don't I create, I can use you to be the first contestant on my speed dating, virtual speed dating event.
Yes.
So we basically get a woman and we recruit men from various places where we know single men hang out at. And we bring them on and make them fill out a questionnaire based on what you said. And you get to meet six brothers, and we send you through the process, and you get to decide. You guys come to the conclusion if you're going to go on a date or not. Mm-hmm. So the first one's coming up. The first one's coming up in a couple weeks. So yeah, you should check that out. And then if you're interested, I know the guy who runs the whole thing, so we probably can get you on as a contestant.
I want to be a contestant.
Yes.
What
are
you talking about?
Yes.
I need to be in there. I need men's. I'd rather. I just want things efficient. So I just want to go ahead and say what I want. And it's that he can say, hey, that's me. And then I'm like, cut out all that bull crap. Boom. Why isn't life that easy?
So what now as we transition away from that into more about you, what has your experience been like dating? Just in general, like as much as you care to talk about that.
They're cool people, but they're just not what I want.
It's like, yeah,
they cool. Yeah, you know, I think everybody's cool. Because once again, that comes from me just accepting people as they are.
Sure.
So everybody can't give you what I want. You know, there are some guys that spell your and your the same. I'm sorry. No.
Yeah. No. Okay, nope. I'm with that.
So that's a big turnout. He might be a great guy, might have a great bank account, but you know what, sir? I'm sorry. No.
Could be fat fingering on cell phone.
Guys that have very stimulating conversation. It's not just about basketball or cars or Drake. You know, it's
football.
It's about all kinds of, a plethora of things. I don't like to feel like I have to lead conversation, because a lot of times I go on dates and it's like, they're just sitting there. I'm like, dude, I know I'm in the media department industry and I like to interview people, but I don't feel like interviewing today. Mm-hmm. I need this just to flow. Like, I need it to just, you know, like I can get on the phone with you and we can talk. Like, how long we've been talking? And it's so easy. I like that. I don't like having to, and can you expound on that? Like, I don't feel like doing that. I need you to just be able to talk to me. And they can't. And it's like, oh, and then I need someone with aspirations. I need you to be, you know, to aspire for something.
Sure.
Not saying that you got to have it all. I ain't saying that you got to have the empire together. But, sir, please have a goal in mind. Another thing, I don't like to be called all day long. Mm-hmm. I'm working. You should be too. So don't be calling me. Don't be hitting me up with the good morning, boo text. Good afternoon, boo text. Sir, I'm okay. I was alive this morning. I'm gonna be alive later on tonight.
But yeah, no, I get what you're saying with that. It's tough. The conversation piece is really tough because people don't necessarily know how to communicate. And oh man, yeah, people don't know how to communicate, and that's a really tough thing because I mean that's all you can do really first thing, unless you out here, you know, doing other
things. Tendering people.
Yeah.
I went on one date with this guy. Oh my God. And he was like a dumb blonde. Like he was a good looking guy, but I was just like, I think the only thing he had to say was he's buying a house and what else did he say? He said something about the size of his penis and that his oral skills were really good.
Okay. But, all right.
Yep. Go home now. And he was like, nobody's ever left me before. Like, this is the first time for everything, sir.
Yeah, I don't even know how to work that into a conversation they're talking about. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, how do you lead into a conversation? I mean, the way he was just, I was just like, sir,
have you done Tinder?
Hell's nah.
You should try that. That you'll have a lot of fun doing that.
I feel like it'll just really make me puke. I've met some cool people on POF. I have. I really have. Like, there was this one guy I met, super cool dude. There was only one thing. Well, there was two things wrong with him. But the one thing, God gave it to him. He can't do nothing about it. But the second thing was he was a pessimist.
Oh yeah, negative. Just
do it. I was just like, nope. I asked him. I said, why do you always find something wrong? And he was like, well, you can't be happy all the time because every time I've been happy, something bad come behind it.
That's crazy. That's just crazy talk. Yeah, I would have got up and left that one too.
And you know, so at that point, I was just like, okay, this is not going to work. Even though he was really, really cool, conversation was great. But as soon as he did that, I was just out. I was done. So I told him, I was like, well, you know, this is not going to work out.
Yeah. Tinder, what I was telling people about Tinder, and I'm not going to go through all the dating experiences I've had on Tinder, but one thing they all have in common is that they're very intense. Like, instant makeout sessions, very intense. And, you know, for the listeners who may hear this piece of the conversation, there are different rules about when to kiss on dates. Generally, I've observed about the 3-date rule is that that's when I can expect to have a kiss, usually on the third date. The first date is a very platonic, friendly sort of date. Hey, I'm getting to know you. Hey, I'm Jameson. I'm not crazy. I'm not a psycho. And then the second date becomes maybe a little bit more transitional. You start thinking about the possibilities. It's kind of almost like what you see in the movie Hitch. And then the third date, usually that's when the kiss happens, right?
So you actually put like a time frame as to when you should be physical with someone?
No. I'm organic because Tinder taught me to be organic.
No, Tinder is too organic.
Tinder was lit. Like the first date I had on Tinder, end of the night, just kissing, right? Just all that, you know.
But you weren't, okay, so when that happens, I have to ask this question.
Okay.
I think that no one should put rules on, you know.
I'm cool with that. Do. Yeah.
But at the same time, for me, if someone's like ready to put their tongue in my mouth on date one, I wonder about you. Because I'm like, where has that tongue been?
Okay.
Obviously, you don't care where you put your tongue. You don't know if I got gingivitis. You don't know what's going on. You just got your tongue in my mouth. You don't know me.
Yeah.
So that makes me like, you know, but at the same time, as a woman who get hot, I know that I don't put a time frame on myself. Like, I've been on a date and this one guy, he was just like, you know, I was like, when are we going to your house? And he's like, oh, I didn't know you wanted to do that. I was expecting that in like a month or so. I'm like, really?
That's usually hot. Yeah,
like, what do you think?
Yeah, that's usually a fail, bro. Like, if she has to tell you, hey, oh, man. So, guys.
Yeah, I was like, like, I mean, come on, let's, you know, we've had a great, we had a great evening out, you know, drinks, and I'm just dancing up on you and stuff, and then you put me in the car and say, all right, call me when you get home. I'm like, wait a minute, sir.
He called you Uber.
Let me know you got home safe. Wait a minute.
Oh, man. He calls you an Uber. Or sent you home.
Now, I'm glad you brought an Uber, because I think that would be a great, like, that would really turn me on if a guy sent an Uber to pick me up on a date instead of burning my gas driving around meeting him. Because I don't ride with nobody, but I'll meet you there.
Sure. It'd
be nice if he said, you know what, we're going out so-and-so, I'm going to send an Uber car, blah, blah, blah. That'd be cool. I'd be like, oh, okay then.
He sent a car for you? I hear that. That's like I hear that girl.
Exactly.
Okay. I got to finish telling you about the Tinder days, and then I'll tell you about some other nonsense, right? So yeah, it's really intense, really fast. Like because I think because of how the platform's set up, you're swiping because of how the person looks. 95% of it.
It's because most people expect that on Tinder, though, because like Tinder has a reputation of that. So I think most of the people that are on there are ready.
Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. I never thought about it. Maybe that's just the culture of the site, because everyone, and they've all been on various spectrums of everything. I've had three dates off of there that were just intense. It was just ridiculous. It was just like I'm like, don't get me wrong, I'm a charming guy. I think I am. And I know how to be smooth and seductive and all that stuff. But I didn't really have to break out none of my moves. It just was like, bam, you know.
I'm on it, and it is what it is.
Yeah. The second date.
I think that's great. I think that's liberating for women. I wouldn't personally, I don't feel like I need a Tinder to be liberated sexually, but you know, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure that's got something to do maybe with to your point, the culture of the site. Cause it's like, and I'm like, don't get me wrong. I put it this way. I probably disappointed them going home. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you probably the guy that put me in the car and said, call me when you
nah,
get home. You know, when you said Tinder, I was like, you on Tinder? Like, because I know the culture of Tinder. So maybe you joined Tinder and didn't know, or maybe you did know and was like, let me try this.
You know, I I'm just about that life, whatever life that is.
Obviously you are. Like, let me get on Tinder and get this Blackavelli going.
Look, I just went and I went out the first date. Yeah. I mean, I told that story on the podcast about how I met this girl who lied about who she was. She catfished me, but she was actually hotter in person than the picture she was using. So, you know, I knew she was crazy, Isis. And I said, you know what I said in the car? This is a learning experience for me.
But you was willing to take that.
I'm going to see what God has for me. That's what I said. I'm going to see what God has for me. That's what I'm going to see. And, hilarity. Yeah, she was just a little too, she was crazy, but she was hot. Oh, man, she was hot, but she was crazy. Oh,
that
man.
Anything, regardless, as long as if she's hot, y'all are down.
We'll try. If she's hot, we'll try. We'll at least humor it. You know, I've tried to be more intentional, like we talked about, so I'm like, nah, this ain't going to work.
I don't care how fine a guy is. If the brains, if there's nothing there, I'm no longer attracted. Like, I could be attracted to a guy that I'm not physically attracted to, but mentally, and I'll like really attracted to.
Yeah.
But physical attraction is not going to hold me long enough. It doesn't.
It doesn't do it for you. Yeah. No. I think that makes a lot of sense. I mean, it for me, it's always been more than just purely physical. Don't get me wrong, I'm a guy, so I appreciate that. I really do. So, you know, but at the same time, I try to rise above it, because I know y'all women too. Y'all be trying to get guys like with that. You know, y'all hit us with the ooey wowie, and I'll be like, you know, I'm like, wait a minute, now that's a little too much here. You know, like I can't, like I gotta, I'm, look, I'm intentional. I'm gonna evaluate you. I gotta, I'm gonna be very methodical about this. Uh-huh. I don't care how fine you are tonight. I'm sorry.
You know, you'll, I gotta be methodical about it and intentional about it tomorrow.
Yeah, when I wake up, you know, looking for my keys. Where my keys at? Wait, you got, you see my keys? Oh, they over here? All right. I need to stop acting like I have such a interesting you know, romantic life. I really don't. I go to church. I play in the garden. That's about it. And the paint.
Really? When's the last time you went on a date?
Oh man, you're getting into the soup there now. Yes. You want the tea. What was the last date I had? What was the last date? I think if I'm remembering correctly, because you know there's so many, right? I think the last one I went on, technically speaking, that I would call a date, it was either the Anita Baker concert, or it was I went to see the Avengers.
So, okay, it wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
I haven't been on a date in a year.
I need to check my...
A year, probably.
I need to check and see. I think it was the Avengers. I think it was the... Because I can't remember. It was like opening weekend of the Avengers. And I don't know which one came first. Because Anita Baker... When was the Anita Baker concert? Because it was Baker Mother...
The concert wasn't that long ago either.
Because that was Mother's Day weekend. So... Mm-hmm. So technically speaking, and the only reason I call that Anita Baker concert date a date is because I paid. So that's my rule. If I pay, it's a date. Unless I say it's not a date and I paid, or we say,
crazy.
Nah. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. You can't play me with the he's just a nice friend. Nuh-uh, I paid. It's a date.
But see, that's why I don't, you know, and.
Now, I ain't gonna
put this out here. Like, I feel like I need to be a gold digger. I need to try. Because for so long I have been not getting in men's pockets.
Mm-hmm.
I have the ability to. And I should. I feel like I'm missing out. I'm being all nice and upstanding. Mm-hmm. And I'm not getting nothing. And then you got these chicks out here that are intentional, mm-hmm, about getting your pockets. And they get it. And these guys treat them like queens. And I'm like, wait a minute. I'm trying to be a good, upstanding, moral female. You won't throw no dollars over here. You won't even pay my grocery bill. And yet, you going to take her and put $300 worth of weave in her head and get her nails done. She getting all this stuff. Like, I'm beginning to want to be like those girls. Because, you know, when I go on a date with a guy, I do not go anywhere where he has to spend money. I'll say, like, let's go, you know, get some coffee.
All right, so for, let's come back through there. Let me help you find your inner gold digger. All right, there are levels to this. So first off, stop going on these cheap dates. If a guy wants to
do that, because I'm just like, if I was a dude, I would not. It's an investment. Like, I don't know her. I don't know you, and I'm not finna put no money into this. Why should he spend all this money to get to know me? And I might get up and walk away from the table and be like, sir, I do not like you.
Nah.
So
see,
why?
Because I got this answer. We had this debate on, not you, me and you, but we were having this debate on Facebook with some friends. Mm-hmm. First off, you got to pay to play. That's just it. That's just it as a guy. You got to pay to play. Now, to your point, if I'm up here worried about she's playing me, then that's a problem in itself. First off, I try not to go out with women who I feel like are just looking to have, you know, me do something nice for them just so they can get whatever they do, whatever dinner or whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends on how you're playing the game. So me, if I'm dating you, if I ask you out, then I'm asking you out with the intention that you're actually somebody who a relationship could blossom from. You know, I'm serious about getting to know you.
And I think that's why I don't want a guy to spend money on me, because I'm like, I don't want you to have that intention. because I may not want you.
Well, that's cool. That's cool, right? Like, I'm all, you see, that's the first thing about dating from a male perspective. And I'm trying to make sure guys get this as I encourage the younger generation, as if I'm like this, you know, Casanova. But nah, you got to be okay with her not wanting you, bruh. Like, you really do. Like, you have to really be okay with her not wanting you. Like, anytime I talk to a woman, I don't care who it is, if she doesn't want me, I'm okay with that. I really am. I'm so okay with that. I shot my shot. I was in the game. I introduced myself. We got to a point where we went out. Maybe we didn't even get to the point where we went out. Maybe the timing was wrong. Maybe she was coming out of a relationship. Maybe she was going into a relationship. I don't know. Maybe she just don't like tall dudes. Maybe she don't like big dudes. Maybe she don't like black guys. I don't know. Whatever. Maybe she don't, you know, whatever her metrics are that I don't fit, I'm okay with that. I'm happy to be in the game. And if you're going to be in the game, you got to be willing to lose some. Because the thing about what you're doing, if you're dating seriously as a guy, then you are saying that fundamentally you believe that this person might produce a relationship. But you also know that the odds of that happening are fairly slim because of the nature of what you're doing. You're dating multiple people, getting to know folks. So, yeah. So that's what, so I mean,
there,
I don't.
Is there a budget that you have as far as like how much, like you said, you're dating multiple people. So you're not going to invest, what, $200, $300 on each one of them.
This is higher level stuff that you're asking me. So I'm giving you all my,
because I'm really trying to get my gold digger game up.
So the first thing is, the first trick to this is let the guy, me, I initiate the dates. So I say, okay, this is where I'm taking you. Right.
Oh, so you tell people where you're going.
Yeah, because that's part of being a man. That's part of leading. So
I like that. You know, I don't like when people say where you want to go.
Yeah, so I'm like, nah, like, so I'll have several suggestions. That's how I kind of handle that. So that tells her what I'm comfortable with. Yeah. And then when I sit down at the menu and we sit down and have a date, I'm telling her, I'm like, hey, you know, you should get whatever you want, you know, because she'll be like, because women, y'all slick, y'all be looking at the menu like, oh, okay, they got this, okay, oh, this is nice, this looks good. I'm not sure, what do you think about getting? I'm like, get whatever you want. And when I say get whatever you want, I really mean get whatever you want.
I mean, if a guy tells me get whatever you want, I'm damn sure getting everything.
Yeah.
But if he's not, usually I'm over on the appetizer side for a second. Like, he all right?
But that's a test. Okay. But this is a test, though. It is a test. Because if you go, like, you go crazy, then I have no, I like, you may get that one off, but you ain't going to get no more. You know what I'm saying? You'd be like, oh, I just want... You know,
the gauge for the women is to, like, we wait. You know how when the waitress come in and give you your drinks and she says, are you guys going to start with any appetizers? We're looking at you. And if it says, if you are looking back like, nah, or if you don't say anything at all and you're still looking at the menu, or if he looks up and says, did you want something? Okay, if he says, did you want something? Then it's probably like he's hoping you say no, but he's ready for if you say yes.
Mm.
Now, the guy that got it and don't care, the guy that's like, get anything off the menu, he's like, yeah, we want to start with so-and-so and so-and-so.
Yeah.
Like, boom. I'm like, he got this. Whatever I put out, he going to be able to cover.
Yeah.
So, you know, these are things that women think about.
I know.
We don't want to hurt your feelings. At the end of the day, we just don't want to hurt your feelings.
Nah, I mean, I get that, and I appreciate that. I always
the good women do, the women like me who are not gold diggers.
Yeah, that's why
we don't want to hurt your feelings. We want to keep you comfortable.
We're trying to help you get that game up, though, that gold digging game up.
The gold diggers don't care. She'll be like, "You want an appetizer? Yes, I would like lobsters."
The gold diggers. I'm telling you, the last one I went out with that felt like a gold digger. The last one I went out with that felt like a gold digger. She just would grab the menu and just start ordering stuff. Like, oh yeah, oh this is, oh yeah, this is what we want, and you're fine. I'm like yeah, I'm fine with that. You know, I'm fine with that. You know, but now that's what, you know, because she thought she was probably getting more than she actually was getting. The relative to what my means are, it was still a very modest date to me, right?
Okay.
But she was trying hard, so you know, I you know, I was like, oh, looking to go ahead on.
But you do know, like, there are women that are, like, they literally classify themselves as dinner hoes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like,
which I think is horrendous. I really do. I've had a friend tell me that, and I've been like, "Are you serious? Like, I can't believe you just said that to me." And that's horrible. I'm worth so much more than a $20, $50, $100 plate. Like, seriously, no.
I had some experiences with what I was about to say. I think I've had some experiences with that, and if it just depends on where you're at with your dating life, and I think that's where I leave it at for the guys, is that if you're dating because you want to spend time with beautiful women and you don't really want anything too serious in terms of relationship talk and all that stuff, then yeah, go out there and just have fun and meet some dinner hoes and let them, you know, let them get cute for you, you know, and go out and have some fun. Do that, you know. But now if you're trying to meet somebody who you want a relationship with, then you gotta be a little bit more intentional about how you handle that and what you do. So, but, yeah, that's what you gotta do, man. You gotta stop being nice. Like, oh, let's go get coffee. Like, no, like I want to eat.
But I'm really not hungry. And then on top of that, like, I want coffee so I can walk away from you.
Well, now if you want to do that, that's okay. I can get that.
I get coffee, I can leave. I can walk away.
Now that brings me up to another point. Dinners are really horrible first dates. Horrible first dates. I don't like dinner as the first date.
Yeah.
I don't like dinner. I don't like dinners as dates in general. Unless you've gotten to know the person fairly well. Nah.
I guess I could do a dinner as a first date. Maybe lunch. I just feel like I need to be able to get away from you. That's my thing, like, because if this is the first day, I don't even know if I even want to break bread with you, like, so it has to be something quick. It has to be like a bite or something. Like, it can't be a full sit down, let's bless it, and, you know, have wine with it meal. It has to be like some chicken strips or some chicken nuggets, so I can be like, you know what, dude, I'm out. I don't like you.
You gotta see that. So, as a guy, I'm giving the guys game. So, I don't know how to help you find this guy or these type of guys. But my game, and I'm giving away too much here because people are gonna listen to this and be like, he did that on me. And I'm like, yeah, I did do that on you. So, good first date ideas, painting class.
Yes.
That's a good
fun thing.
Yeah.
I never get dates like this. Why you don't tell these men?
Look, man,
I'm straight up. I have a horrible dating life. I have not met any guy that would take me to do something fun. I always end up at the coffee shop or at dinner. Yeah. Like, that's it. Those are the two places I get. In a movie.
Yeah.
The three spots are where I get. And I don't get, like, I would love to do painting, or, you know, I would honestly just like to be in the park walking around or seeing sights, or, you know, botanical gardens or something like that. Like, I would like to do things, or laser tag, hell. And I don't get that stuff. I get the let's go out to eat.
Yeah, the first.
I look like I eat a lot or something. I don't know. It's like guys always like to feed me.
Look, I wish somebody would feed me. Like, oh. You know, but to your point, yeah, I get it. I mean, that's one of the things I've studied dating too. So when I tell you I read books about it, I really have read books about it, and or at least I read a book and a half about it. So, and I listen to podcasts and stuff. Yeah, book and a half. Yeah, listen to podcasts. So yeah, dating is like the purpose of the first date is not to try to impress her with dinner and you know all that stuff. It's to show her your personality. That's what dating is all about, showing your personality for her to get to know you. So I do the painting thing because you're gonna have it's a totally different kind of date. Secondly, you're gonna have an artifact from the date. The painting itself is always gonna be there. She's gonna hang it up in her house, and when she looks at that painting, she's gonna think about you when she sees that painting. That technique is called anchoring. So that's a dating pickup game technique there. And so when she sees it, she thinks of you. It's the same idea when I'm out on a date, I like to also like give gifts, like maybe give her something from the date so that she, when she has it, she looks at it, she'll think of me, you know. So it's just little stuff like that, you know. So Yeah, just a little smile. It don't have to be anything big. It can just be something
like,
small.
All these women in your DMs.
Nah, they ain't coming. They ain't coming. They ain't coming. They ain't coming in there. Don't worry. The DMs will stay dry. They will stay dry. They are not coming. No. They're not coming. What's the other good date idea? Because I'm really need to go through some of these and with the little bit of dating life I got. I need to repeat. I need to remember some of these.
More of the dating life than I do. I mean, you got stories galore and events galore, and all I got is I was leaving them at the bar. That's basically it.
What's another good one? I have like a whole list of these I used to have. So there's cooking class. That's another good one.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I so want to do a cooking class. I was telling my homegirls, listen, you know what? I spend more time. I do great things with my homegirls because I don't have no man in my DMs trying to take me to the cooking class. So.
Yeah, basically. And guys, I'm going to tell you this. Let me give you the last little bit of game here as this conversation wraps up. What you should do is if you're interested in broadening your date game, look at all the stuff that the women post pictures of on their timelines that they're doing with their girls. And you take her to do that stuff.
Facts.
I know it seems counterintuitive where it's like, man, you telling me to be like one of her girls? Like, no, I'm telling you to spend time with her doing stuff that she enjoys doing. That's what I'm telling you to do. There's salsa class. That's another one that I haven't taken anybody to dance with me in salsa yet, but I've got that one in the back pocket, you know, cause the thing is, you don't even have to be good. You know, just take them to the salsa class. You know, like as a guy, what's the worst thing that's going to happen there? She's going to sit there and grind on you the whole day and you going to, what's wrong with that? Salsa class, man, that oozes sex, you know? It's like, man, I'm giving out too much game right now. Salsa class. You mentioned the botanical gardens. That's dope.
Yeah. Yeah, picnics in the park are cool. Like, people don't even do that anymore.
It's too hot, man. You're trying to strike really? Fire out. Yeah, it's too hot for that.
That is just so much fun. I would love that. I'm a summer person, so I love being, like,
hot.
In the sun. What other people would call hot, I call just feeling free. And I would love... Oh, that was so...
Yeah, so the park...
I hope these guys are listening, so they know what to put in my DMs.
The park is cool. Let's see... museums are great, are really dope. Take it to a museum. But you got to make sure you have something. You should always take it to a place or take her to do something where you can talk and show your personality. You should never take it to some place where she feels like she's, you know, cause the whole dinner date thing is just so played, you know, and taking her to shows and concerts, that's kind of played too. You do that once you get to know her. You don't take her to those things on like first dates because you can't talk.
Right. If you can't talk, then I'm like, why am I here with you?
Yeah, you just took it. You just basically.
Like, you take me to the movies. I can't talk to you.
Yeah. Yeah. So that my, so that's why. Yeah. That's why I like to get away from those. And, so you should do, that's a list right there. You take her to painting class, you know, take her to the farmers. Oh man. I'm giving away too much here. Way too much.
Market, that's
yes,
fun.
Take it to the farmer's market. Like, I mean, you can go all the way to Whole Foods
all of his ideas, yeah. Fellas.
Take it to the farmer's market, you know? And, like, take her, like, you got to always find an event. You got to turn it into an adventure. So if you can find a way to turn a date into an adventure, then you're going to win. You're going to win,
I think,
you know?
If a guy can take, this is how you win, guys. You take her to the farmer's market. This is for me.
So
you turn around and cook the food.
That's
it. You'll get the draws.
That's it. Yeah, that's why I don't cook for women the time I meet them. Because, like, that's my play. Like, if I cook for you, then, well, I shouldn't say that. Man, people are going to hear this and be like, he invited me over for dinner. That means he's trying to get the draws. You know. Look, man, let me just say this. I've never gotten draws from cooking for a woman that she didn't want to give to me. So I'm just saying.
Right. Cooking food. Food is the way.
I'm just saying. You got to, you know, on some level, as advanced as we are as people, we're very primal in some ways. And once you understand some of the primal switches that women are aroused by, then, you're off and running. There's a reason why, like, on Facebook, y'all will be posting them food memes all the time about, girl, I'm hungry. When I be mad and I see him with food, I feel better. It's like, nah, there's something primal about men bringing home food for their...
Yes, they done brought home the bacon, literally.
That's it, so...
Yeah, I'd be like, dude, you did that. Like, when I was married, my ex-husband used to bring food every time we argued. And I would be like, okay, I would take food because it's okay now.
It's hard to be mad at somebody who's feeding you. It really is, you know. And I always tell women who don't cook. I don't know who I'm talking to when I say that, but if she doesn't cook, like, you should learn a recipe or two at least. You don't need a whole bunch; just need a few. Because guys, if you give me five good recipes, and I'm talking about, it can be something simple. If you can fry a piece of fish, we all right. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, man, you know how happy I'd be coming home and smelling fried fish in the house. But man,
make her special fried fish.
Shoot, yeah,
make it twice a year.
That's it, fried fish, man. Please, I can't even say what I'll do. That's piece of something. You cook something I can smell coming up into the house too, man. What? And the thing is, if a woman can't cook, you need to be tolerant of her learning how to cook, guys. So if she's, you know, if she's trying to do that and she's trying to pick up a skill, don't poo-poo the food. So even if she burns the fish, eat that fish. You better eat that burned fish because you ain't going to get no more if you go talking
but
about
is it. Is it real loss if she can't cook, though? Because I don't want to learn.
No. I mean, it's just.
For a man, I'd like to learn how to cook for myself, but not for a man.
I mean, you don't have to cook, like, for a man. It's just another thing you do that makes you awesome. Like, you know what I mean? It's just like, I mean.
I can't. You know, I totally understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
But I think it's the mental thing for me that attaches a woman cooking to being subservient.
It's cultural. Yeah, it's a cultural reference. Barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen, right? Like, that's a cultural reference. Like, nah, it's like, I don't know how to. Like, for me, right? I don't know. I know how to do all this cooking because, you know, I'm a big dude and I like to eat. And I always wanted to make sure that regardless of whoever I was with, I could eat. I didn't want to leave my cooking up to the whims of somebody I was with. And I grew [S2] Right. [S1] Up in the country and learned all this stuff from my mama. So, but, you know, if she cooks, that's awesome, you know. But if she doesn't, that's cool too, because I can cook, right? But it's just like you doing your hair or whatever, your makeup or, you know, a particular outfit. You're not wearing it specifically for me. Because I'm like, oh, I want to see you wear that particular dress or whatever. But if you wear it and I like it, I'll encourage you to wear it again. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's the best analogy I can bring to it. So it's like, I'm never going to tell you, like, oh, you got to put this dress on because I'm going to leave you if you don't. I'll be like, nah, man, you look really nice in that dress. And I'll make sure you know that you look really nice in that dress. And I will make sure that it that dress and that feeling that I have is associated with your mind, your mental state. And, we'll encourage it. You know, that's kind of how I try to rock. But yeah, I get why people would be somewhat apprehensive about the whole cooking thing because it sounds so antiquated. But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I just have that because my mom told me, like, when I was maybe 11, 12, but she was just like, I need you to come in here and learn how to cook, you know, these meals or whatever. And I was like, for what reason? And she said, because, you know, you're going to have a husband one day. I was like, that is the dumbest thing. He can learn how to cook himself. And so ever since then, that's why I say I know that for me it is a mental thing. But, you know, ever since then I really made it up in my mind I would never cook for a guy. So
nah, you don't have to. Like, I don't think, yeah, I don't think anybody cooks for, I don't think I expect anybody to cook for me. But I'd be like, oh, what you eating tonight? What did you cook? That's what I would be asking. Like, hey, what did you cook? Like, so if you made chicken tenders and french fries, that's cooking for me. You know what I mean? If I want something more elaborate or something different, then I need to get in the kitchen cooking myself. I think that's part of the learning. That's part of some of that being married experience. Like, I would never tell a woman, like, what she had to cook or anything like that. If she asked me what I want to eat, you know, I'll tell her, like, oh, maybe, hey, why don't you make some fish, or why don't you fry some chicken, or why don't you do this or do that? Now, if she don't want to do any of that, I'm cool with that, too. You know what I'm saying? But it's just like, oh, you know, you ain't cooking for me. You cooking. See, I think that's a bad phrase. You're not cooking for me. You're cooking for us. So... And us is, I'll eat whatever's on your plate. So, yeah. So, yeah, Isis, we have done this yet again. And see, I got to stop this. I got to start calling my friends, you know. So, man, first off, I got to meet you at some point, right? Like, and if I'm going to call you my friend.
Yeah.
And stop these virtual conversations, you know. So that's the progression, right? Went from we did a phone interview the very first time. This time we did like a Google Hangouts interview. So the next time we got to do the interview in person. Yeah. That's when people can make all kind of assorted statements about my podcast. You know, you'd be having them women over to his house cooking for his podcast, girl. Yeah. Oh, you was on Jameson's podcast, girl? I was on Jameson's podcast too back in 2018. What did he cook for you?
Something from his garden. That's it.
That's it. What did he cook for you? Mm. horrible. Yeah, but yeah, man, be good, Isis. Thank you for real for taking time to do the podcast. I appreciate it.
No problem. I enjoyed it.
Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed that episode of Small Talk, a bonus show on the Culture and Conversations podcast. I wanted to give you guys a little something since I published early this week, and I hope you enjoyed that episode. As usual, if you want to reach out to the show, you can do so on Facebook. Culture and Conversations is the Facebook page. Culture and Conversations is the Instagram handle. And if you want to send an email, you can do so. cultureandconversations@gmail.com. Hey guys, do me a favor. Go over to your favorite podcasting platform and leave Culture and Conversations a 5-star review, whether that's iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn. Yeah, wherever you find Culture and Conversations, please let people know that, hey, this is a good show to listen to. It really does help. And if you like this episode of Small Talk, share it on your social media for me. I really do appreciate it. Hey, love you guys. Be good.